4, HCAD, mobile. Monday and enjoying that cup of coffee.
Yeah, matter of fact, I got up kind of extra early this morning. I guess I've been up since about 2:30 and then finished that cup of coffee and gone on to a glass of tea.
Well, I hope you enjoy both of them.
Sure, I'm back here in my little radio room watching early morning news, talking like it's going to get even colder than it already is.
It is wintertime, I guess, so we'll allow it. Not that there's much we can do about it, but it's nice and cold up here this morning.
Yeah, I'm sure it's a little colder up there in the mountains, but yeah, we need the different seasons. We get tired of the summer type weather if we had it all year long. By the time the seasons change, I'm usually ready for a change.
That same here. I enjoy seeing each season come, and I enjoy seeing each season go.
If you have a good get together with family over Thanksgiving.
Get together with any family. Since my mom and grandmother have passed, that's pretty much stopped.
Yeah, and I know what you mean. My mom's gone and my grandmama's gone on that side of the family. We kinda did a last minute thing with my nephew and some of his people down in Aiken. His oldest daughter got married last year, and they were kind of, doing a first time thing with them, so maybe they'll start a new little tradition going.
Yeah, it seems like once the mom or grandmother passes, the family kind of separates and goes their own way and starts their own family traditions. And there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, that's the way things go. And my son, he worked graveyard, so I didn't get to see him for Thanksgiving. I got to see him on Thanksgiving, but not for Thanksgiving. But we went up to Anchor, and we ate Thanksgiving dinner with them.
That's what some friends from church did. They wind up just a few people gathering together and having a quiet little small gathering, and sometimes it works out that way. And it's like, when I was a kid, I used to see all my cousins and everything around Thanksgiving and Christmas, and like you said, all the families grow up and kind of go separate ways and wind up doing different things. But it can be a bit difficult when you got, when you've lost some close relatives. And my brother Steve passed a couple years ago, right on New Year's Eve. So, sometimes the holidays can be a little rough.
I agree, man. You miss those that have gone on before you, but you still got to go on for those that are here and try to find that balance. But sometimes it's tough.
My dad, he's gone too, but he always told me keep on keeping on, and that's what you do. Every day is a new day, and I'm thankful I'm here. I'm thankful my health is good enough. I can move around and do some things. I can't do what I did 20 years ago, but hey, still kicking. I'm still here, and, you know, I can still get in here and talk on the radio and kind of, you know, communicate with people, and that's one of the things I've always enjoyed doing.
I can't do what I did 20 years ago either, so don't feel bad. But, David, I am getting close to the edge of the black hole. The repeater's starting to get real scratchy, so I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3 while you can hear me. And if you're still around, I'll talk to you when I get on the other side. KO4HK.
You're going to switch over to 285?
Both of you, I didn't know. It's just me.
Who knows? Maybe some of the rest of them will be around. But I can do. I'll do that. I'll be QSY to 285.
KO4HK QSY to 285.